Every year, the Fayetteville Housing Authority is required to turn in a budget to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that outlines how it plans to spend its HUD money. This last year has been a particularly controversial one for the Housing Authority after it announced plans to sell one of its public housing properties so it could expand on another piece of land. Last night, the Housing Authority Board held a special meeting to vote on the latest five-year plan. But as Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, the public who attended is more interested in how the agency plans to address more immediate problems at its current properties.
Candace Sizemore Houston was one of the dozens of people who came to last night's Fayetteville Housing Authority meeting.
About the Willow Heights living conditions is that this is an emergency. We are like a bad situation away from a baby in the hospital. People are leaving those apartments because it's so hot. And we cannot be philosophical much longer.
Sizemore Houston is the owner and director of Teeny Tiny Preschool.
We're located in the Willow Heights subdivision in South Fayetteville.
She says she offers scholarships at cost to make sure some of the children who live at Willow Heights can attend her preschool.
Income diversity is really important, which is something that comes up here a lot. So yes, we want to be an income diverse school. I think it's really important to children's development because we all need to see that we're the same and we're different. At the same time, we need to see that we can have a friend who lives here or we can have a friend who lives there. They have different family lives. They have different home lives. And it, as a society, I think it makes for a more stable society at large.
Sizemore Houston says having her preschool on the property and working with Willow Heights children exposes her to the persistent issues at the public housing complex.
Well, my experience is that the buildings are really, really old. They're incredibly old. The plumbing is ancient, and all of the bathrooms are on the upstairs, so they have a lot of leaking ceilings. And I will say that the Housing Authority addresses these issues. I mean, but it's like watching something like a gun rapid fire or something. I mean, they're old buildings.
That is to say, the agency has a very hard time keeping up with general improvements, let alone unexpected issues. Part of that has to do with the budget the Fayetteville Housing Authority gets from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Here's Executive Director Denise Smiley.
So for 2018, HUD has announced our award at about $281,425. That's what we have for three properties, Hillcrest Towers, Lewis Plaza and Willow Heights. That's the cap. That's the money that HUD has awarded us for capital improvements.
The Housing Authority hasn't seen a sum that large since 2011. It's also about $97,000 more than the agency received last year. But board commissioners say the actual capital they need for improvements easily stretches into the millions. Here's Smiley again.
So what we have done this year, as well as we've done every year, is come up with a plan for how we will use that money.
Smiley says that's a requirement from HUD, which includes not only a plan for the year, but a plan for the next five. Smiley says the Housing Authority has had to use the budget for the current year to make projections for the future, even though the actual amount HUD will give the agency changes every year.
We have a dollar amount, which we have no idea we would even be awarded the amount of money. So we have use the same dollar figure that we've got for 2018.
Last night's meeting was contentious at times, as board member Melissa Terry brought up the future of Willow Heights, which may still be sold to a developer and torn down. Those residents would then be moved to new apartments on a property called Morgan Manor. The exchange you're about to hear involves Commissioners Chris White and Melissa Terry.
There's no votes going on right now, it's my knowledge. In other words, we've already voted to extend the contract. So we're going to hear from these people, then we're going to, what are we going to vote on?
Well, we have in the legal opinion from our Housing Authority attorney says that we have the option to proceed and spend another year on a tax credit application that's pretty much dead in the water.
We don't know that.
That's pretty clear. And or based on the language in his legal opinion that we have enough, that we have the option to back out of the contract and proceed with our own plan as a Housing Authority for that property.
In a 3-2 vote, the board ended the discussion about Willow Heights in favor of moving on to the five-year plan. White told the room any decisions on Willow Heights specifically could be made later. While Terry insisted a vote on how to proceed with Willow Heights was a crucial piece of the agency's plan. Here's Chairman of the Board Mike Emery with his response.
You're ignoring the main thing about the five-year plan is that it's a fluid plan.
But it's
this
a plan.
Is just
why would we have
we
it?
Can change it. We have to turn it into HUD. Well, that's why we have it, is because HUD requires it to go in, but it's fluid in what we do with it down the line.
When the board turned the conversation over to the audience, many focused on the immediate needs at each property instead of the long-term plans before the board.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Pamela Wiles. I stay with Willow Heights with my son. I asked my mom to come see me this next month. She wouldn't come because where I told her I live at. My son, Ms. Cam said, he can't have friends over. It got so bad. And I'm working with two air conditioners trying to provide for me and my son to stay cool. One in his room, I'm sleeping downstairs to stay cool.
And the air conditioning at Willow Heights is a problem. There's no HVAC systems. Denise Smiley says the Housing Authority has considered getting AC window units for everyone at the complex. There's just one problem.
We as a Housing Authority cannot buy those and put them in the units because it would be violating HUD rules.
Smiley says HUD won't allow the window units because they'd be blocking potential emergency exits. Although the agency is looking into mini splits as an alternative option. Terry says the project could be funded through community development block grants awarded to the city. Here's another exchange between Commissioners Terry, White, and Emery.
How many applications have we ever submitted to CDBG for air conditioners?
The
answer is zero. So.
Well, that's not my job.
Well, we will. And I'm just going to say this. Those buildings have been there pushing 50 years. This is not the first 110-degree summer.
Right.
So it's not just the members of this board.
That's right.
You know, just saying. There are other members, there are other board members in the past. So, but things have happened. So we're going to move on.
After the board voted to approve its five-year plan, Terry did suggest forming a task force made up of board commissioners and community members that could work on finding funding to address the immediate needs of Housing Authority residents. Candace Sizemore-Houston, who runs Teeny Tiny Preschool, says that's what she wants to see.
I do happen to be of the particular opinion that whatever needs to happen for the people needs to happen first.
In an ideal world, Sizemore-Houston says she'd like to see Willow Heights rebuilt. But from a more pragmatic standpoint, she also supports the expansion at Morgan Manor. And for her, it really just comes down to this.
I feel like we're having a lot of philosophical discussions about whether or not this could create a problem. And I'm nervous that some real intense life issues. I don't have a perfect solution, but I'm kind of frustrated with the debate for a perfect solution. I think that people need homes.
The Housing Authority Board plans to hold a vote on establishing a task force at its next meeting, July 26th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
And if you're interested in more information about the Housing Authority Task Force mentioned in this story, you can contact the Fayetteville Housing Authority offices. This is Ozarks at Large.